You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Hope everything is fine with you this morning. Eyes open, showered, etc. Yes, by the way, still having cold showers here at the moment while they sort out the gas. This is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, Thursday the 8th of September. Let's take a look, shall we? Few things relevant to today's date in the yonder days of yonder, and today, of course, things being celebrated today. For instance, the day of the Battle of Borodino, which has been celebrated in Russia. Just another battle. International Literacy Today is an international recognition. Martyrs Day in Afghanistan. National Day, also the Feast of Our Lady of Mariatitzel in Andorra. Victory Day today in Pakistan. Also Victory Day. Also the Feast of Our Lady of Victories, and this is in Malta. And last but not least, today, if you are a therapist, well, World Physiotherapy Day is today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stranger tonight.
something beautiful. It's like it's driving me closer to you.
There we go. That came off of the fifth studio album by the Jonas Brothers. And that was called Strangers. No strangers on this program. The album, by the way, that was released back in 2019. If I remember, they're on Republic Records. And it was their first album for about 6 years. Here's one that I don't think I've ever played before from Simply Red. Just called Were You, W-O-R-U. 7 after 6.
Today's news, we
we go. That wasn't bad, was it? So I don't think I've actually ever played that one before. Simply Red. It was W-O-R-U. Were you? That's what it was, I guess. This is Mamas and Papas down Creek Alley. The Mamas and Papas and Creek Alley. Let's look up Creek Alley without a paddle. That was, believe it or not, an autobiographical hit single written by John Phillips and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, and that was in late 1966 when they wrote that, narrating the story of how the group was formed and its early years. The third song on their album, Deliver, peaked at number 5 on the US Billboard Pop Singles Chart the week of Memorial Day in 1967, becoming, by the way, their last top 10 hit. Made number 9 over in the UK charts and 4 on the Australian and 1 on the Canadian charts. One thing I hate about it in those days, stereo was a relatively new thing, really. So you've got all the music starting on one side of your headphones and then they come in on the other side with the vocals. That's how we used to do karaoke, just turned down one side of the track. Time on the Breakfast Show, it's time to do this. Yep, get you spruced up, cleaned, and on your way to work this morning. The time is 15 exactly and a half minutes. Yes, 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
Oh, I love to love, but my
There we go. That's Tina Charles in the shower with you this morning, and I love to love, and she loves to dance too. I tell you what, there's nothing worse if all she want to do is dance.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on it. Got me in the palm of her hand. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all I wanna do is get my nails. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend the big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side chick out of London. Oh, top boy, boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dudes, got the lace with the glue. I'ma dance all night in my new G. Give me
forever and a night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all she wanna do is dance.
All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is
dance. And where do you go to dance? You go to a party. That's more than Madonna wants to know. She said, where's the party? I wanna know. I wanna go.
Oh,
There we go. Anyway, Madonna, she found the party. I tell you what, I don't think she was the only one there. I think Tom Jones was there as well. How was the party, Tom? The only problem is Madonna's gate crashing. But seriously, Tom Jones was there.
Party we had last night. One continuous ball. We started out just hanging round with nothing to do. And then the birds came wiggling by. And what a party we had last night. And I had the best time of all. Paula got pushed in a pool. How cruel. What a shame what they did to what's his name. Tom got scratched by a pussycat. Sorry about that. I'm telling you what a party we had last night. An unbelievable ball. And when the bash was breaking up in couples of two, I picked a bird and took her home. And wow! What a party we had last night. And I had the best time of all. Yeah! Drink up! Paula got pushed in a pool. Hot glue! What a shame by what they did to. What's his name? Tom got scratched by a pussycat. Sorry about that. What a party we had last night. An unbelievable ball. And when the bash was breaking up in couples of two, I picked a bird and took her home. And what a party we had last night. And I had the best time of all. I gotta tell you, I had the best time of all. You wanna know her name? I had the best time of all. Why don't you find out for yourself? I had the best time of all. I can't say too much of this. I had the best time of all. You better believe me. I had the best time of all. One more time. I had the best time of all.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you this morning. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is Thursday, it is the 8th of September. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We're going to be looking at this, of course, in more detail a bit later on this morning at 8 and at 9 o'clock. The National Council of Private Enterprise, CONEP, presented before the Supreme Court of Justice an unconstitutionality lawsuit. This is against Executive Decree 16 of the 26th of July of this year. This sets a maximum gross marketing margin for some products imported, such as food, personal hygiene and cleaning items. Ruben Castillo, president of CONEP, said that they do not agree with this measure to reduce the high cost of living and that it arose from the so-called single dialogue table that the executive has with social groups in the province of Coquitlam. Well, in passing, he reiterated that this table has been exclusive and discriminatory by not considering all sectors of the country. Castillo said that Conep, as part of the country's private sector, will defend free competition, as well as providing support to small, medium and micro producers that are affected by this type of measure. In his opinion, free competition should be encouraged and not fall into a system where the state takes over economic activity, or rather intervenes in it in a way that ultimately affects productivity activity. I mean, I agree with opening up the market. If you want to open up the market, open it up. In other words, let's have some competition, especially when it comes to people that supply us with our food. The food here is so expensive these days. While the executive made the installation of the so-called single dialogue table for Panama official, the conditions under which other organizations will participate in the second phase of the talks are still unknown, and criticism is increasing for the creation of an anti-corruption commission in which only three social groups participate. Alicia Jimenez from the Federation of Chambers of Commerce and the Republic of Panama and the spokesperson for the Great Alliance for Panama, an organization that aspires to participate in the second phase, indicated on Tuesday that she advocates a methodology widely agreed upon by all parties and review what has been done already since July. Meanwhile, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, headed by Marcela Galindo, warned about the Anti-Corruption Commission, considering that it is insufficient and lacks representation. The guarantee judge, Carmelo Zambrano, applied preventative detention for four people and decreed the precautionary measure of periodic reporting for another five detainees. This is for allegedly being part of a criminal network dedicated to electronic fraud. The alleged members of this network were arrested on September the 5th during Operation SIM Swapping. The authorities have said that this group was dedicated to capturing information from the credit cards of the victims and then withdrawing the money from the bank accounts. The modalities used by the network to carry out these electronic frauds were phishing and SIM swapping. The bank never pressed the emergency button. The police became aware of the theft through other channels, apparently. Now, these are the statements made by the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, about a robbery at the Banesco branch on Calle 50, which occurred on Saturday. Pino said that if the bank had used the emergency button, the reaction time would have been immediate. He commented that the Lynxy police agents are placed in the banking sectors precisely to attend to these type of cases. And moving on, let's see what else we got. Here we go. Medical, yes, the cannabis, medical cannabis, here we go, is an industry that seeks to flourish in Panama, but only seven companies will obtain licenses for the manufacture of cannabis derivatives, a decision that is in the hands of the Ministry of Health, together with the so-called Technical Council of medical cannabis. It goes to say, according to Law 241, the authorization would be valid for 2 years from the date of approval of each license and may only be granted in order to supply patients of the national program for the use of medical cannabis and the national market during that period. To obtain a manufacturing license for medicinal cannabis derivatives, companies must make a single payment to the corresponding authority, the amount of which will be $150,000 non-refundable. The single payment will be credited before the competent authority once the license is notified of the resolution that grants the license. And as of the 16th of January of 2023, the provinces of Panama, West Panama and Colón will only receive the digital terrestrial television DTT signal. This constitutes a goodbye to the analog signal in its phase one, as announced on Wednesday by the Public Services Authority, ASEP. ASEP reported that it carried out different household penetration systems, surveys, yielding favorable results, and that allowed the decision to be made to turn off the analog signal on the date agreed by the industry. After carrying out blackout drills for 2 minutes during the months of May and last August. I think my TV provider must be doing these tests regularly with the blackouts. And 28 Israeli volunteers, our last story for this morning, completed social work in Panama. They're young members of the Heroes for Life organization. As part of the volunteering, these young people were in schools in the district of Panama and San Miguelito, in addition to working on the renovation of these educational establishments. They provided support in the teaching of the students as well, highlighted the Israeli ambassador to Panama, Itai Bardov, who participated in the closing ceremony held at the Manuel Jose Hurtado School. And Ambassador Bardov said that he hopes that next year more young Israeli volunteers can participate in these tasks in Panama, which is all rather very nice, isn't it? That's it. There's our look. Those are some of the stories we'll be looking at a little bit later on this morning, 8 and 9 o'clock, here on The Breakfast Show.
So far away from me.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come on, hit it. Don't touch that dial.
Look at you all, see the love.
Well, that's the Beatles and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And before that, oh, they're so far away, Dire Straits. But I tell you what, we're back now with David Bowie. Time on the Breakfast Show, 13 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. Call 89.3, Cool FM. Because that's Watch That Man, David Bowie. I was just looking at some of the other things relevant to today's date. If we go back to the year 1551, the Foundation Day in Victoria, in Brazil. 1664, the Dutch surrendered New Amsterdam to the British, who then renamed it. What did they rename it? They renamed it New York. Cutting through, and I've been in love before. 4 minutes before the hour of seven. I just want to remind you, by the way, if you're making your way into work right now, and you're in the Pytea area, or if you're not in the Pytea area, make your way over here. Don't forget our friends, the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods. That's what they have. It's all here now in Pytea Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. That's, of course, in the Pacific Centre. They're waiting for you from Monday through Saturday. So if you're making your way in, you fancy popping in and getting something to put in the tummy as you get to the office, that's the place to go. De Gourmet Store in Pytea Mall, here in Pytea. And also, I tell you what, I'm going to do some more music and then I'll remind you about a few things. But also going to look, by the way, at the international news for this morning.
Our day will come and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know. I love you so. Day will come if we just wait a while. No tears for us. Think love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay in love.
Romantics there, our day will come. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, don't forget, if you have a car or a vehicle which is 2010 or newer, and you say that you heard me here on The Breakfast Show telling you about this, just say, yeah, I heard Jerry talking on The Breakfast Show. My car is 2000, whatever. And they will give you a free full inspection of your vehicle, which is a $50 value. So there you are, if your car is 2010 or younger, a newer car, then just get in touch with Valley Motors on WhatsApp on 64310419, 64310419. Tell them you heard me talking about the offer, and guess what? They'll make a note of you and fit you in to give you that full inspection on your car. $50 value.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us to take a look at some of the international news for this Thursday morning. In rare public comments, Ukraine's military chief warned on Wednesday of the threat of Russia using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, which would create the risk of a limited nuclear conflict with other powers. The war in Ukraine that began with Russia's invasion on February 24th was likely to rage on until next year. General Valery Zaluzhny said in an article co-authored by lawmaker Mykhailo Zabrodsky and published by state news agency Ukrinform. The article contained by far the Ukraine commander-in-chief's most detailed assessment of the war to date and gave starkly contrasting messages to those given by top Ukrainian officials. There is a direct threat of the use, under certain circumstances, of tactical nuclear weapons by the Russian armed forces, Zaluzhny said. It is almost also impossible to completely rule out the possibility of the direct involvement of the world's leading countries in a limited nuclear conflict, in which the prospect of World War III is already directly visible, the article said. Well, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky spoke of good news on the battlefields of eastern Ukraine, saying that his army had retaken some towns and villages from Russia in what open-source analysts said looked like a deep and sudden thrust behind Russian lines. In his daily late-night address on Wednesday, President Zelensky said that he had received news that his forces had liberated a slew of settlements in the Kharkiv region, in a counter-offensive that some Western analysts suggested had seen Kiev recapture around 400 square kilometers of territory. And United States President Joe Biden approved an additional $675 million weapons package for Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday, as ministers meet to discuss how to give Kiev long-term support in countering Russia's invasion. The suspect that was sought by Canadian authorities in a weekend stabbing spree that killed 10 people in and around an Indigenous reserve was arrested on Wednesday, then lapsed into an unexplained medical distress and died soon after at a hospital, police have said. Official word that the intense four-day manhunt for Miles Sanderson, 30 years of age, ended with his death came during a late-night news conference hours after the Royal Canadian Mounted Police reported he'd been taken into custody. Sanderson's demise clouded prospects of investigators ever clearly determining a motive for Sunday's deadly attacks, one of the bloodiest acts of mass violence in the country's history. Greece has sent letters to NATO and the United Nations complaining over what it called inflammatory statements by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and asked them to condemn Ankara's behaviour, diplomatic sources said on Wednesday. The two countries, North Atlantic Treaty Organisation allies but historic foes, have been at odds for decades over a range of issues, including where their continental shelves start and end, overflights in the Aegean Sea, and a divided Cyprus. The Chinese city of Chengdu extended a lockdown for a majority of its more than 21 million residents on Thursday to prevent further transmission of COVID-19, while millions more in other parts of China were told to shun travel in upcoming holidays. Chengdu, the capital of southwestern China's Sichuan province, was locked down on September the 1st after COVID cases were detected, becoming the largest Chinese metropolis hit with curbs since Shanghai's lockdown in April and May. But that's it. Those are some things in the international news this morning. And the time right now is 6 minutes after seven. Bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international business headlines, see what's happening in the world of business. And in between the two, well, we're going to take a look at today's weather, whether or not you should get out of bed or not.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Showed up at the right time in a broke down limousine. All you had was red light. And when I turned them all to green, I found you in a landslide and pulled you out again. The hardest conversations are the ones you never had. Well, you don't have to say it, 'cause you know I understand. Never been the bravest, but if you need a hand, I got you, babe. You're in trouble, I got you, babe. Nothing that I wouldn't do, babe. You know that I am a rock, I am a stone. I'll be your strength, I'll be your home. And you may walk a lonely road, but you never walk, walk, walk alone. You for a while, might not understand it, but I can try to make you smile. When you're in a black place, I need a shoulder you can cry on. I got you, babe. You're in trouble, I got you, babe. Nothing that I wouldn't do, babe. You know that I am a rock, I am a stone. I'll be your strength. And you may walk a lonely road, but you'll never walk, walk, walk alone.
There we go. Yes, here on The Breakfast Show, we were playing the Tom Toms. Yes, we were, really. I tell you why, because they're both Toms. We started off with Tom O'Dell and Silhouette, and that last one, Tom Walker and Walk Alone. Time on The Breakfast Show right now, if you are keeping an eye on the time, just a few seconds away from 7:15, 7 o'clock. In a little while, we'll take a look and see what the weather is going to be doing. But in the meantime, I got a message from Jessica. Good morning to Jessica. Good morning to you. She says, good morning, Jerry and everyone. Please, sometimes between 7:10 and 7:30, well, we're in time. Makes a nice change. Could you please wish Andy and Nikki good luck on their last exam of the second trimester and happy vacations? And as usual, play the Go-Go Vacation song, would you? Okay, it says, oh, I'm happy. I'm so happy because I'm also taking a week off from work. Yippee! Vacations. We'll have a wonderful time. All right, and good luck with those exams. Oh, I used to hate them. But I'm sure you're going to do absolutely brilliantly. Enjoy your vacations. And here's the Go-Go's.
I wish I
Well, there we go. Have a wonderful vacation. I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to take a look at the weather. We are 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. And we're going to start as we do over there in the province of Colón in Costa Arriba. Temperature-wise, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 20 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees is the thermal sensation. Relative humidity is 85%. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon and back to a few showers tonight. Here in West Panama, over on this side of the isthmus, we're looking at 32 degrees being the maximum temperature today, 23 degrees Celsius the minimum. It's going to be quite warm. It's going to feel quite warm with a thermal sensation of 38 degrees. Relative humidity is at 80%. Cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms this afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Here in the metropolitan area, looking out the studio window, I can't really because the blinds are down, which means we've got some sunshine, which is all rather nice, isn't it? 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature here in the city today, with the minimum being 23. Same as West Panama with regards to thermal sensation, 38 degrees Celsius, and the relative humidity is at 80%. They do say cloudy, but I say partially cloudy. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, out there where the Perlis Islands are, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. It is going to be hot, the last of mild discomfort, 39 degrees Celsius, and they've got a relative humidity of 90%. Cloudy, they reckon, this morning, those isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Moving on to maritime issues, let's start with the tides today for the Pacific. We are looking at high tide, first one, that was at 1:37 this morning, and it was a 4.45 metre high tide. Low tide will be at 7:50 in around about half an hour's time. That'll be 0.76 of a metre, low tide. The next high tide will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon exactly, with 4.63 metres. And the last low tide, 8:22 tonight, 0.34 of a metre. Caribbean Sea, let's see, we got low tide, that was at 5:12 this morning. Alright, and that was minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at 10:46, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. Low tide again, the second one, 3:12 in the afternoon, 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be at 10:30 tonight, and that'll be 0.37 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides for today. Looking at the actual maritime conditions, we've got good conditions this morning. This is on the Caribbean side. All right, we've got good conditions. 9 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south, so light winds. No waves. Nope. Good day for water skiing if they've got no waves. So that's this morning. In the afternoon, let's see if conditions are remaining good. The wind's picking up slightly, 9 to 11 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest in the afternoon. And waves, well, they still say there aren't any. At zero. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. Good conditions for this morning. 11 to 13 kilometre an hour winds coming from a south-southwesterly direction. Waves are at 2 feet. Good conditions continuing in the afternoon. 16 to 18 kilometres an hour coming from the southwest. Waves, well, they're going to be at 2 feet. So there you go. There's your weather for today. 2.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Sixteen. Don't overthink it, boy. go. That's the Killers. And it's called Boy. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is 26 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Bon Iver and Halluscene. Like that. Bon Iver and Holocene. That's brought us exactly to the bottom of the hour, half past seven. Want to remind you, we are coming off the weekend, aren't we? And, well, if you'd like to be somewhere, a little bit like being in a Hollywood movie, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time, well, you know where to go, don't you? Frank's Place, live music every Saturday as well. So this is Frank's Place. That is there located in downtown Costa del Este. Frank's Place. So if you come off at Costa del Este, okay, at the first turning, you go in there, keep immediately to your right, there's a little slip road, a little slip lane, and that'll, you can then turn right and that'll take you into the downtown little strip mall there, and that's where you'll find Frank's place. And if you'd like to make a reservation, you can call them on 394-6998, 394-6998, or you can WhatsApp them on 6320-1013, 6320-1013. They are Frank's place. Pop along and give them a try. Now, also, remember, if you're looking for a new TV right now, you want to save a bit of money, get a big one. You can get a big Hisense TV at the lowest price in Panama. Where do you get that? An Encuentra 24. With the service in Entrega Domicilio, you also get free delivery and 10% off. Encuentra 24. Oh, doesn't get any better, really, does it? Right, let's carry on looking at international events. International business news for this morning. US stock indices, they climbed the most in roughly a month as bond yields eased, with investors shrugging off hawkish remarks made by Federal Reserve officials on Wednesday. Now, the last time the Nasdaq Composite, the S&P 500, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a higher one-day percentage jump was on August the 10th, although investors doubt that this is a long-lasting trend. The technology-heavy Nasdaq led gains among the main indices, snapping a seven-session losing streak. Well, stock and bond yields suffered higher while the euro slipped back under parity on Thursday as investors waited to see if the European Central Bank would fight runaway inflation later with a record 75 basis point interest rate hike or go smaller. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index rose a modest 0.2% as cyclical sectors including miners and banks and insurers that benefit from higher interest rates gained between 1% and 1.1%. Oil prices fell on Thursday, extending sharp losses from the previous session as China's extension of lockdown measures to curb the COVID-19 spread exacerbated concerns that a slowdown in economic activity globally would hit fuel demand. Brent crude futures lost 40 cents or 0.4% to $87.60 per barrel by 10:02 hours GMT this morning, near a late January low. US crude futures were down 41 cents or 0.5% at $81.53 a barrel, near a mid-January low. Now, sterling's slide against the dollar to a rate last seen in 1985 has sparked talk of a dramatic spiral downwards that ends in a collapse in confidence in British assets and a balance of payments crisis. Well, fund managers, analysts and former policymakers believe such a scenario is unlikely, but suspect the pound will need a year to get cheaper before investors return. The currency fell to as low as $1.14.07 on Wednesday as investors grow fearful of the economic outlook. Sterling has lost nearly 10% of its value since early June, a huge move for one of the world's major G10 currencies. The $258 billion racketeering lawsuit that Elon Musk is accusing Elon Musk of running a pyramid scheme to support the cryptocurrency Dogecoin has expanded, adding seven new investor plaintiffs and six new defendants, including his tunnel construction business, Boring Company. Now, according to an amended complaint filed on Tuesday night in Manhattan federal court, Musk, his electric car company, Tesla Inc., his space tourism company, SpaceX, Boring, and others intentionally drove up the price of Dogecoin more than 36,000%. Good grief, over 2 years, and then let it crash. Apple Inc. on Wednesday avoided price hikes of its best-selling iPhones during its biggest product launch of the year, focusing on safety upgrades rather than flashy new technical specs, with the exception of a new adventure-focused watch. The iPhone maker leaned into safety technologies like the ability to detect a car accident and summon a rescue from a remote mountaintop to add allure to its devices. Apple positioned itself as the brand to allow users to pursue excitement and adventure with a safety net. Russians will have the, they're going to have the chance to buy apparently the new Apple iPhone 14, despite the US tech company having left the country. This is thanks to Moscow's parallel import scheme. A senior government official told the RIA Novosti news agency on Thursday. Now, apparently, Russia announced the scheme in March when it authorized retailers to import products from abroad without the trademark owner's permission. Now, asked whether the new iPhone unveiled by Apple on Wednesday would be imported under the scheme, Trade and Industry Minister Denis Manturov said, why not? If consumers want to buy these phones, yes, there'll be the opportunity. Interesting. I wonder who'll get into trouble for it, though. Somebody will somewhere, won't they? Anyway, that's it. Business news for this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
I beg you for mercy. You don't know how strong my weakness is, or how much it hurts me. 'Cause when you say it's over with him, I want to believe it's true. So I let you in.
Unmistakable voice, isn't it? Yes, Mr. Rod Stewart there. And that was My Heart Can't Tell You No. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee and Rick there up in Estados Unidos. They got me a little bit this morning, which I thought was all rather nice. And they're out. So it says, good morning. It says, we're up and... and we're up an atom this morning, they say. Nice and early, walking in the dark. It's quite cold, but feels good. That's really nice. Fresh is the word, really, isn't it? Nice and fresh. The stars are still visible, and here's a picture of the Big Dipper. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you, which I will dig out. I did have it, but it's gone away again. So let me just... because it say here it's the Big Dipper. Now, I tell you what, I found a lot of... comfort from the Big Dipper, because I remember when I was in the Air Force out in Sharjah, we used to have some beautiful skies out there, and we used to sort of look at that, and then I travelled, I was in Singapore for a while, of course, in the UK, and I always remember getting a lot of comfort from finding, you know, because it does, it makes you feel sort of comfortable. You say, oh yes, I remember, I saw that before, and yeah, nice pictures too. You asked if we could play this for you. Yeah. I managed to find it again. Blues Traveller, Run Around. Keep your eye on the time. 17 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Through the voice of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies.
ago. That's the Blues Travelers going out to Renee and Rick this morning and run around. And very good morning to Paul over there, Paul Dixon over in South London, the United Kingdom. He just sent me a link to some news coming out of the United Kingdom right now. The Queen is under medical supervision at Balmoral Castle in Scotland, a statement from Buckingham Palace has said. Her doctors are concerned for her health following further evaluation this morning. It goes on to say, but the palace adds that the 96-year-old monarch remains comfortable. Prince Charles and Camilla have arrived at Balmoral and Prince William is travelling there. Prime Minister Liz Truss says the whole country will be deeply concerned by the news. She says that her thoughts and those of everyone in the UK are with the Queen and her family. Labour leader Keir Starmer says that he's deeply worried and joins everybody in hoping for the Queen's recovery. The Archbishop of Canterbury said that he was sending his prayers and the First Ministers of Scotland and Wales joined well wishes sending their thoughts. So thank you for sending me that. I hadn't heard anything of that so far this morning. So thank you, Paul. We'll be keeping an eye on the story. And, of course, let's hope she recovers. I don't think the UK can take much more bad news right now, do you? We're 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. And going up now, we're making our way towards the top of the hour, 11 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Mercy to see me through all my sins. There were times in my life when I was going insane, trying to walk through. Yeah!
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go. That is Somebody to Love. And it's a John B featuring Babyface on that one. And we'll just make our way up to the top of the hour to 8 o'clock. And just to remind you, if you're sort of on your way to the office and you're perhaps looking at, well, having something to eat when you get there, or, well, even better, perhaps something to take in and have it for lunch. You know the place to go, don't you? Our friends at Day Gourmet, the Day Gourmet store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, is also now in the Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic. That's right there in the Pacific Centre. And there you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognised wines and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. Yes, you can buy something, take it back, heat it up and enjoy it. So yeah, you can eat this at your desk, can't you? So there we are. Do go along through the gourmet store. Time on the breakfast show. Time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And I tell you what, don't forget, if your car is 2010 or newer, all you've got to do is get in touch with our friends at Valet Motors and say, hey, I was listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, and he mentioned a free full inspection of my car, which is a $50 value for free. So they are, and they'll say, oh, yes, that's right, and they'll book you in, and your car can get its checkup. All you've got to do is contact them today on their WhatsApp number, 3431-0419-64-3109. Get your car that free full inspection. Just tell them you heard it. Where? On The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a beautiful Thursday morning. Got some big, beautiful birds flying overhead. What kind of birds are those? Oh, they're going to fly this way. Hello, big... Oh, my goodness. Are you... No, you're not toucans, but you sure are big like those. Oh, we got lots of birds, and they're singing their hearts out. We've got red birds. We've got blue birds. We've got green birds. It's like we have a full cornucopia colors of birds, and they have every kind of sound you can imagine. Some sing, some twirp, some click, some make these clacky, clacky sounds. It's amazing here, the amount of music you can hear from these birds. You know, and we're kind of lucky because we don't actually have as many as some people do. And that's not, well, I guess that really isn't lucky. Because we have the cats, and they don't like to hang around cats. Because, you know, cats like to eat them, and occasionally they catch them. But boy, do they make a beautiful sound in the morning. Oh, there's Tortuga again. Hello, Tortuga. How are you this morning? Yeah, she's looking beautiful over there. A little chilly again, still on the wet and wild side, as you can imagine. Driving into the city day today, so please, everybody stop, get off, don't do their traffic. Oh, no. Oh, no. My papaya. Somebody ate my papaya. You sons of guns. Oh, well. She looked like she was ready. Oh, my goodness. There she is. Well, I rest in peace. I've got a few more growing off the stock, so it'll be a while before they ripen up. But there's one right there on the... Oh, no, poor little girl. You was going to be in my smoothie. Oh, well, all right. Feed the earth. Feed the earth. All right. So, beautiful morning. Oh, my goodness. Look at the hands on that banana. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be about an 8 or 10 hand banana. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have me a fruitful dry season, I hope. Right now I'm having a very fruitful wet season, so soon enough it'll be dry. Things are good. Stay off the road because I need to drive in. And hey, tomorrow is the Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Ooh, I'm collecting a good amount of bits for you. Hopefully they will tickle you and tantalize your ears. All right, you guys be careful. Take care and back to you in the studio. Thank you.
a shaker, apple off an apple tree. A shaker, shaker, sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, me, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how our love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wire horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Now, there we are. Yes, he's sticking around, Elvis Presley, and I'm Stuck on You is what that was. And for that, Bob Marley and the Wailers with Three Little Birds. And that's what our friend Ingrid was looking at this morning, giving us a rundown. She was doing her bird counting. I've never managed how they managed to do that. We often have the Audubon people here on service. We're going bird counting. Because of, yeah, right. And one, two, three, four. Oh, where's that one gone? Five. Oh, one, two, three, four. Morning, Alex.
Good morning.
I'm sure they must have a bird counting program for phones. Talking of phones, we were touching on it last week when you were here about iPhone launching their new phones yesterday. They did launch a new phone. It sounds to me that apart from, I guess, there's one phone that you can use that gives you satellite communication in case of emergencies or so on and so forth. But what's the difference otherwise with the other phones?
Okay, so the satellite thing has been, I think, misunderstood by many.
Probably.
Yeah. It basically lets you send very short text messages in cases of an emergency.
Right.
It doesn't let you talk. It doesn't let you use, like, data or anything. It can let you use that satellite system for things like navigation or to find your way in a very limited fashion. This is something that is currently available.
Which you can do with GPS.
If you saved the map locations and so on. So if you didn't, at least you can get some information out of the satellite system if you need to navigate. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty limited. It hasn't been available for a long time, but it has been available for several phones already, especially on, you know, the other side of the pond in Asia and so on.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it's not new?
No.
It's not an innovation?
No. It's...
And it probably costs a lot more and doesn't do much.
Well, that's something that we, you know, we've talked about. Yesterday I was talking about it on another show, that if you take into account the value of the dollar versus, you know, other commodities and inflation and things like that, the iPhone hasn't become much more expensive in the past couple of years. It kind of costs about the same for an entry-level phone.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, but they have become a little bit harder to get because of, you know, scarcity and things that have happened in the past couple of years. But yeah, they came out with a couple of phones there. The iPhone 14, the 14 Plus, the 14 Pro, and the 14 Pro Max.
Right.
Yeah. The differences are mainly in the size of the screen. Mm-hmm. Each one is slightly larger than the other. The Pro and the Pro Max have additional modes, like in the cameras, and they can do a little bit more regarding CPU usage. But it's interesting that they, you know, they tout things like an all-day battery.
Okay. Fine. Well, my Xiaomi is two and a half days.
Yeah, like an all-weekend
battery. It was down to about 20%, and it recharged in about 30 minutes.
Exactly. They don't support...
By the way, they give me the charger to do it with.
Yeah, which, by the way, is going to be something that's going to be happening in Brazil soon if the authorities have anything to say about it.
Yeah, because they banned the phones without saying you're selling it incomplete.
Yeah. So that's going to be an interesting take. Now, another thing that, I mean, the phone specifications look very interesting. I mean, they are more powerful. Mm-hmm. They have more powerful chips in the Pro line. They also have more efficient chips in the Pro line and so on. But they're still using Lightning, the Lightning port,
right,
which is limited to USB 2 speeds.
But I thought there was a ruling. I think there's a European ruling, isn't it, that they must supply it with a USB-C?
By the next year. So that's going to be something that we'll see in the iPhone 15. And we already have seen in the higher-end iPads. So I think they're getting ready for that, but it's ironic because they tout the phone as a pro device. You can do 4K at 60 frames per second and a whole bunch of things and ProRes modes where you can like shoot raw video and raw pictures. But it takes you hours, literally, to unload all of that information from the phone. So it's ironic. You can probably send it faster through wireless.
Okay.
Through Wi-Fi, that you can, you know, send it through the wire. So that's going to be something that Apple, I think, needs to work on. They also came out with a new Apple Watch Series 8, Apple Watch Ultra, Apple Watch SE, their lower cost version, and an AirPods Pro second generation. So they're going to be available for pre-order in the next couple of weeks, and some will ship as soon as September 16th. They also announced the latest version of the iPhone's iOS, the operating system. It features things like crash detection, in the sense that if you were in a car crash, the phone will sense that and dial 911 for you, and so on. No word yet if the phone will say, oh, he was looking at the phone while driving and rat out, you know, their owners. So it also comes with what they call a dynamic island instead of that notch at the top.
Okay.
So it kind of switches shape and some indicators will move around that area so it's a little bit less conspicuous. Kind of like the smaller notches that we see on other phones from other manufacturers.
I don't even notice it, to be honest, these days.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that little round black thing.
Mm-hmm. When it is a black thing, a lot of phones have now transparent screens that the screen actually only turns off when you're using the display, the front camera.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you see the display on top of
glass. Oh, really? Yeah.
Some Samsung models have that.
That's interesting.
Example.
Oh.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like when you turn on the phone, that little patch goes visible.
Exactly. If you turn on the camera. If you don't, it goes invisible.
Well, you still
see a little bit of a blur because it has to be a little transparent, but still, it's a lot less noticeable than it already is.
Okay. That's clever.
Yeah. Also, they have something called the always-on display, which it's nice to have after all these years of having it on the other phones, where, you know, if you're not using the phone, it will show you things like...
Apple haven't had that?
No, not.
I mean, this has been having it for donkey's years.
I know. So it's now coming to the Apple phones. The aperture on the phone is interesting, 1.9, so you can get pretty good pictures with that. That being said, one thing that has a lot of people confused is eSIMs.
Mm-hmm.
That's an electronic version of a SIM card.
Right.
Most phones nowadays have one, sometimes two, SIM trays, and you can get a SIM card from pretty much anywhere these days. But now what they're going to go with is called an eSIM, where you talk to a provider, they give you a QR code, you scan it, and it generates an electronic version of a SIM that then is installed on the phone, which you can then reset afterwards or you know, get rid of it and so on. And there's a lot of confusion because people, some people have come out and said, don't get the iPhone. It's not going to work in Panama. It's not going to work in a lot of places and so on. That is not completely accurate. You and I know a certain fellow who works for a telecom company. I know a couple of other people, and I've talked to them, and unofficially what they can tell me is they have been working to implement eSIMs for some time now. They just need to get their hands on the latest models to test them with their existing infrastructure, right, just to make sure that everything works fine. So by the time they hit the store shelves, you will probably hear from them saying, hey, by the way, we also support it, and if you want one, you can get one with your plan. So so they told me it's probably going to take a couple of weeks, but it's very likely that we will see it before the end of the year. So if you're planning on getting one, you could wait a couple of weeks. You know, it's definitely going to be some time before you can use it fully here, but it's not going to probably be a problem after, you know, after Christmas or whatever, because a lot of countries want to have this and don't want to miss out, so they're going to make sure that it works everywhere.
I should talk about that. There was something interesting that was in the news yesterday. Apparently, it's been here since 20 years. Anyway, but it's now, you post it, ACH Express, which is what the multibank and BAC have it already right now. But this is by Telered, people that, and what it basically is that you can send money from your bank to any other bank instantly. Okay? Because they've explained, it was quite, they explained it, because at the moment, the ACH system is that they will, the system will go in, say, every 4 or 5 hours or whatever, check, and then process it. So there's a wait. But they say this is like when you just do a transfer, like, I guess, a little bit like sort of Yappy, when you do it, it's immediate. And they said, you know, this is a great advance for, you know, to communications here in Panama. And I said, well, you know, why can't we pay with our phones then?
Well, to that I would say, welcome to the 21st century. We've been waiting for you for some time. I remember, you know, late 90s, early aughts, you know, moving money from PayPal to my U.S. Bank account in literally minutes at the time. Now it's seconds. I mean, I have some time to close the browser and then open another browser window and log on to the bank, and it's there. And it's ridiculous that nowadays we want to say, oh, now we have this advanced new technology that lets us do what we've already done for years and years. We just didn't tell you about it because what we were doing was taking your money, then putting it overnight on a deposit somewhere else, making some money out of it, and then bringing it back. But nowadays, it's become a little bit hard for us to maintain that, or it's not sustainable anymore. So we're just going to, you know, let you use your money. Because it's too hard for us to use it now. I don't know.
No, no, I agree with you 100%. Because if it's electronic, it's electronic. It can be instant. Anyway. And I mean, you know, sometimes when I've transferred money from the UK to here, which I will not be doing for quite some time because the exchange rate is such crap. But it's electronic, but like you say, it gets stuck in the New York, your correspondent bank overnight, because if you think of the hundreds of thousands or millions of people that are doing that at one time, they make a lot of money overnight.
Yeah, which I wouldn't be against if I got a cut of that.
Well, but that's it. You don't get a cut of it.
I actually get charged for it, which is, I mean, they're making money hand over fist, I think is the expression.
I remember in business, I did one transfer from, it's to do with the money from the UK, or the company in the UK, and it was a small fee, something like about $16 had to be transferred, and it was virtually immediate. And then the same day, with the same instructions, I had to send about $370,000. And it got lost for about 2 days. And they're obviously sitting on it. The instructions were exactly the same. And it was a sort of, oh, well, it should be there. Oh, no, you know, where is it? So, yeah, they're making money on your money. I said, well, okay, you're going to pay me the interest? No.
But if you ask them for $370,000 for 2 days, they will definitely charge you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, it was an interesting topic because there was a piece in the news, and you just mentioned that eSIM. Mm-hmm. Interesting piece in the news where they had a raid. I think it was the weekend or beginning of the week. They arrested all these people for phishing and SIM. What's the word they used? I don't know.
Like hijacking.
If you have an eSIM, mm-hmm. would they still be able to do that?
Only. No, I don't think you could, because in order to get an eSIM, you have to talk to a provider, and that provider is going to ask you for things like, I don't know, your name,
mm-hmm.
and your cellula or your passport or whatever. They need to, you know who you are. So mm-hmm. The problem with SIMs right now is that even though the law states that all the cell phone providers should have a record of who uses what SIM,
mm-hmm.
the truth is, you can get them off vending machines, you can get them on, you know, local mm-hmm. stores or whatever, and there's no control. So if you get the number, let's say 6123-4567, and you don't give your name at any point in time,
mm-hmm.
the theory is, and unfortunately it has been known to happen in practice, somebody could just walk into the provider and say, "Hi, I lost my SIM. Can you issue me a new one?"
Mm-hmm,
and they'll
mm-hmm.
ask, what's the number? They'll see 6123-4567, and they're not going to have anything to check against. So they will have no way to, you know, mistrust what you're saying. So on good faith, they will give you the SIM, and then you can use that to, for example, take over somebody's WhatsApp, or if they have that number tied to their email, they can just recover their password or whatever through that procedure, because you register your email with it and so on. And they could call people and pretend to be you if they can do a pretty good impression of your voice, I guess.
But I mean, if you have a SIM card, like this SIM swapping is what mm-hmm. they've called it. So I have my SIM card in my phone,
mm-hmm.
and somebody goes to my provider and says, "Oh, I lost my phone. Mm-hmm. This is the number. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a new SIM?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got all your information. Surely they're going to ask questions.
They usually don't ask questions, and maybe if they ask questions, they might ask.
At least ask to see you said you're there.
Exactly. So you'll know who did it in that regard. Mm. So that will happen. But right after they issue the new SIM, your old SIM will be disconnected, and you'll think that maybe there's a problem with service or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll call, and you're going to be Jerry, but whoever registered 6123 when they went to the place or whatever, they're going to say, "No, that's registered to Joe whatever." And you're going to be basically locked out of your own phone in that regard. So my advice would be two things. The first one, unless you really need it for privacy reasons or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Make sure your name is attached to your cell phone number. And if you don't want your name attached, then don't use it for anything that requires like authentication mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. because somebody could, in theory, maybe in practice, walk into the store and say, "Give me a new SIM," and they might give them that new SIM. That's the first thing. The second thing is, most phones nowadays can handle two SIMs. It's mm-hmm. not a bad mm-hmm. idea to have mm-hmm. a second phone that's prepaid, which you top up every 6 months or so, just not to lose the number. I almost made that mistake once. And then use that for authentication and two factors and things like that. A number that nobody has, that you never use, and that's just for that purpose. And if you don't have a dual SIM phone, you could just get one of those $10-$15 standard phones, the feature mm-hmm, phones mm-hmm, from mm-hmm, way back.
Mm-hmm.
And the battery on those is, you know, lasts weeks if you're not using it. So it's even a good thing to have, like, in a go bag if you have an emergency or whatever, mm-hmm. with an extra pair mm-hmm. of clothes or whatever. So you can use only that for authentication.
Okay. All right. But if you have an electronic SIM, then, of course,
Your information, so they can't give it to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they actually, you know, get plastic surgery to look like you and maybe forge your documents or something like that. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, we're talking with Dr. Computer. If you've got any questions about computers or any other subjects to do with the tech, why don't you drop us a WhatsApp? The number, of course, 677-18822. 677-18822. We go, Miley Cyrus, and Week Without You, and that is spelled W-E-E-K, not W-E-A-K, so they are Week Without You, and let me see, I've got a message here, this is from Renee and Derek, says, a go bag, only time I needed a go bag was when I was eight and a half months pregnant, ready to go to the hospital at any given moment, so... It's not much.
Good to have an extra phone there.
Yeah, haven't given there. You see, yeah, put an extra phone in, you go. You never know. But it's funny because we actually touched on this last week, didn't we? About getting lost. Is that, you know, like we were saying, if you're here in Panama, you're coming to visit Panama, and you don't know what you're going to be doing. So, but why don't you just download a map from Google or
several other maps.
Just download a map, and what that means is that if you do, you know, say go to Bocchetti there. He said, oh, yes, it's nice. Let's go for a walk in the, take one of the paths and go off into the jungle. If you do anything unfortunate does happen, then at least when you connect to the GPS system, of course, which we said also last week, it doesn't have to have anything to do with your provider. Mm-hmm. You will be able to see where you are and be able to, all be well, find a way out. So, it's a simple thing, and yet it could easily save your life.
Also, if you're lost in the woods, and somebody with an unknown number calls you, you might want to pick up. It might be the authorities trying to locate you. But with my luck, it's probably Banco something or other offering me a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you what, it's like Amazon, isn't it? You just buy something off Amazon, and then the next day they tell you that it's something you might need.
Well, I mean, we do come from a generation that might have, you know, experienced that before. Like, for example, you open up your presents on Christmas Day and batteries are not included. So, yeah, you might want, if you bought this, you might like these batteries. So, yeah. By the way, how did you like the Honor 70?
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
A very clear screen.
Yeah, I've been playing with it for a couple of days now, and it's a nice improvement, incremental though, over the Honor 70. It does have a few features that this one doesn't have, that the 50 doesn't have, which I think are pretty good for a $560 price. It's got wireless charging, 66-watt wireless charging, which is impressive.
You could do that from a distance, couldn't you?
Yeah, for a very close distance.
Pointed at it.
Yeah. So it's got a 54-megapixel camera. It can do, like, dual video like a lot of phones nowadays. It's available in three colors. It comes with 256 gigabytes of storage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can do reverse wireless charging, so if you have something that requires wireless charging, you can charge that with your phone, which is interesting. An 8-core processor, HDR screen, the works. Pretty good camera. It can do 4K video at 60 frames per second, including HDR. And it could do 4K selfies, which is also interesting.
A 4K, so you're not supposed to be moving when you do a selfie, you know that, do you?
Well, it's like a 4K selfie video, like if you're taping yourself or whatever, so it's interesting.
It is good. I mean, that's good quality because, let's face it, I mean, so many people now with, these people that do these YouTube stuff, they're using the front-facing camera because that's what they're working with, so it makes sense that they upgrade those cameras.
One thing that I don't understand yet is why Instagram doesn't allow you to unflip the image when you're using the selfie camera to do a live stream or whatever. That's something I haven't figured out yet.
What won't allow you to do that?
Instagram.
When you're doing live?
Yeah.
Well, surely you just do it on your phone, don't you?
No. It doesn't allow you to do that. It will just take the image however it is and transmit it flipped around, mirrored.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I haven't seen that they've, included the option not to, but I would love to because a lot of the times you're showing things with letters or whatever and they're flipping.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, I'm going to be playing around with this phone and I think that, for the price, it's pretty good value. And it's good that these brands like, Honor and the others we've mentioned before are doing this, providing these phones for like half the price of.
Well, I told you, my Xiaomi cost me $300, and there's nothing on there that it can't do that I need. It's got NFC. The only thing, it doesn't have wireless charging, but the thing is, like you said, it's this morning I came down, it wasn't that far down, probably down about 61, and I just plugged it in to the 67-watt charger, and a couple of minutes later, it's full again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think about it now. Like I said, the other day I didn't forget about charging. I had 2.5 days and I still had 28%. I mean, I'm not a big user. Don't forget that. I'm not sort of taking videos all the time, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, 2.5 days for me. I mean, it's, as I say, the chances now is I'm going to forget to charge it. it'll keep running forever.
No, it's funny because I usually am working with Wi-Fi in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And Wi-Fi tends to use a little bit less power than regular data and whatever. And I unplug my phone from the 66-watt charger right after I shower or whatever, because I don't really hook it up at night, or just, you know, hook it up for a couple of minutes in the morning and that's it. And then I bring it to my home office and start working or whatever. I pick up the phone hours later, maybe 10 a.m., 11 a.m. I'm going to, you know, have some coffee. I look at the thing and it's like 98%.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, right now, for example, I've been using my phone to check the news and everything since 5 a.m. I even, you know, use the GPS while walking my dog or whatever. And I still have 80% left on my phone. And I'll probably have around 30 to 40% left when I, you know, finish the day. So, and I use it a lot. So.
Why are you using GPS when you walk your dog? This is an interesting topic.
Because I use the health app to use the, this is the Huawei GT Pro, Huawei Watch GT 3 Pro, something or other. I just got it the other day, and it's pretty impressive. It's even better than the GT2 that I had, and one of the things that it does is it keeps track of, you know, where you're going. And
but does that also run all the apps and do everything else?
It has a limited set of apps. It doesn't run any Android apps or anything.
Yeah.
But the ones that are available are pretty much what I need. For example, I can control my music from here. I can even listen to music that I've stored on the watch if I want to walk without my phone or whatever. And it's got an ECG or electrocardiogram function. It's not available yet in Panama. I think they have to do some legal things or whatever to enable it. But it's got all the features of the previous ones plus a couple of others. I'm still, you know, figuring out all the bells and whistles. But I use that to, you know, track where I walk or whatever. Sometimes I will upload that to Instagram or whatever. So that's why the GPS is on when I walk my dog. And she gets a little anxious if I don't walk her about, I don't know, 8-10 kilometers a day.
Oh,
so
really, yeah? Really?
I think she helps me more than I help her.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fair walk.
Yeah. Twice around the Parque Omar.
You don't ride her, do you? She's a big dog?
No, no. She's a husky. She's
Husky. Oh,
yeah, she's big, but not that big. That's her.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
They're really good, aren't they? They look a little bit wolfish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And those beautiful bluish-gray eyes that she has, that's why we call her Lilu Minai Likatariba Namina Chai Ekpat De Sebat. Or Lilu, for short.
Lilu.
Yeah, yeah. That's the...
It's a little bit like Lala the Parrot, really.
Yeah. The character from The Fifth Element. Remember Mila Jovovich and Bruce Willis? I think it was 1998, the movie.
Before my time.
Okay.
But I do remember the movie.
But since we saw her eyes and they were this beautiful shade of blue-gray like Mila Jovovich, we thought, hey, that's Lilu.
Okay.
Took me a week to learn the name, though, the full name.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Hey, I just noticed you've sent me on my WhatsApp my QR code for my guest network.
Yeah. You know, make it easier for the guests. They don't have to type the whole thing. They can just scan it and poof, they're in the network.
That sort of has the password as well, then?
Yes.
It? Oh, it does, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hope the neighbors don't see it. Is that PBC guest?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, I don't have the other one.
Yeah.
And even if I did, I wouldn't share it.
Well, but, what else is coming out? And I mean, it must be, a couple of weeks since Samsung brought out a new phone. Are they going to follow Apple now?
I don't know. I mean, they've just come out with their foldable phones. They're now available in stores in Panama. And by the way, the Honor phone is also available in stores or in tiendahonor.com. But yeah, the Samsung phone is already available in some of the stores.
But these folding phones are so expensive, aren't they?
Unfortunately, yes. But so were the Notes at some point, and now they've come down in price, so...
Yeah, but the thing is, I think like with the Z Flip, the little one, the thin one, which would be one I would like, because I would just carry it in my back pocket. But they're limited, aren't they?
Or even in the watch pocket of your jeans.
But they're limited, aren't they, on what they can do? They can't do the same thing as the S22.
Like what? Because the camera's pretty much the same.
Yeah. I don't know.
And what else would you use it for? I mean, the screen is a little bit thinner. Mm. That is correct. That is true. But you can use it for pretty much everything, the S22, and you can use it as its own stand when you're taking pictures. If you fold it in half, you can use, for example, zoom and see the screen on the top and the information on the bottom. So it can be a little bit more useful.
I mean, the reason I would buy it would, be for what I guess the idea was in the first place, and that's because it's smaller and easy to put in your pocket and whatever. The phones are getting so
When it
expensive.
Does unfold, it's just like pretty much any other phone, just a little bit thinner.
Okay. And what about the other one? The one that sort of flips open, which got a much bigger screen, and it's like a little tablet when it's open.
I've used it for a couple of days, and it's really good if you want to have something that you can use to do things like work on Word and Excel files and do Zoom calls and things like that on the road without actually bringing a tablet with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend it in that regard. If you work with several windows at the same time, or if you're working with Word and Excel files on the road or whatever, it's a pretty capable phone that also is almost the size of a full tablet. So I think it's pretty useful if you happen to be in that use case scenario.
All right. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, as always, lovely to have you with us this morning. Thanks for spending some time.
And
we've been
talking
tech. And you're listening to us on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place, on your radio dial. And, let me remind you that our friends there in here in Paitia, if you are looking for a bite to eat, do not forget our friends at De Gourmet. The De Gourmet store, the delicatessen store with the specialty foods, they're also in Paitia Mall. Now that's next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Center. They're right there, little strip mall. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. And don't think they've got some beautiful things like products that you can heat and enjoy. And you've got delicious baked breads, best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, and recognized wine. So they are De Gourmet store in Paitia Mall. And that has, that's brought us right up to the top of the hour. So if you missed the news at 8, just hang on.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quiera. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
First of those two came from the Pet Shop Boys with West End Girls. And remember this one from Mr. Smokey Robinson and Being With You. Time on the Roper Show, 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. In a few minutes, we'll be checking in with Yasmin and finding out if there's anybody interesting born on this day in music. But I tell you what, I've got a wonderful track for you. One of my favourite artists of all time, and also one of her best tracks, Shirley Bassey, and this is I Love You So.
And I love you. The people ask me how I've lived till I tell them I don't know. I guess they aren't how lonely life has, but life began. And yeah, the shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't love thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, oh, but love, that is my belief. And yes, I know how love looks like to me. The shadow. I tell them I don't know.
Absolutely beautiful, isn't it? That's the Shirley Bassey, and I love you so. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is, we keep you in line of time, 24 and a half minutes, exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time for us to go see how Yasmin is getting on. Morning, Yas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How was your event yesterday?
Oh, it was very nice, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a new, it's a first, sorry, tourism, gastronomy and culture festival in Panama.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was at the press conference,
mm-hmm.
and it was held at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
And the event will take place in October. One and 2nd of October.
Mm-hmm.
At the same place, at Atrium Mall. And let me tell you a little bit with the commitment to encourage tourism and local gastronomy and international destinations. Viajando Fest arrives, a great tourist, cultural and gastronomic fair from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Atrium Mall, both days, and mm-hmm. it's going to be free for the whole family. And they're going to have folkloric performances, the best artisans in Panama, mm-hmm. consumer products, among others, and committed to culture and tourism. And yesterday there were the National Chamber of Tourism, the president, the general manager of Atrium Mall, and the vice president of culture in
mm-hmm.
Panama,
mm-hmm.
and the president of the Association of Hotels of Panama. So it was a very nice, very interesting
event. Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. That's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's beginning of October.
Exactly.
That won't be long.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
Oh, what else is happening, Les? Anything?
No.
No?
That's all. Well, tonight I'm going to the... this is the opening of a new exhibition at Alianza Francesa.
Okay.
That's at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. and it's free to everyone, if everyone wants to go, because this is a very nice photo exhibition. Remember I told you before, this is about a blind person.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
So the photographer mm-hmm. got mm-hmm. him doing different activities. And this is going to be very interesting. The photographer is going to be there tonight also. So hopefully he will explain his experience with this
yes, interesting.
Blind person, yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Oh, you're very busy, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I'm just keeping up, because I have the news sort of popping up here on the screen now. I've got it continuously running, because mm-hmm. The Queen's not well.
Oh, gosh.
No. And the whole family is, they're either there or making their way to Balmoral Castle. So
mm-hmm.
it's not looking very good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. She deserves a rest, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like losing a relative, really. I mean, she's all I've known.
Mm-hmm.
Because exactly. I was, when she came to the throne in 52, I was just 3.
Wow.
Mm. I'm not going to let anybody know my age. But, yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, I don't think the UK can take much more bad news, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's just keep our fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. You've been taking a rummage around on this day in music, people mm-hmm. being born on this day.
Mm-hmm, exactly. One of them was Patsy Cline.
Oh, yeah.
She was born in 1932. Country music singer. Her hits began in 1957 with Don Hatch and Alan Blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Walking After Midnight, Hank Koshars and Harlan Howard's
mm-hmm.
I Fall to Pieces, Willie Nelson's Crazy, and ended in 1963 with Don Gibson's Sweet Dreams.
Mm.
She was one of the most influential, successful, and acclaimed female vocalists of the 20th century.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do two in a row.
Perfect.
First we'll go Walking After Midnight,
mm-hmm.
and then she'll fall to pieces.
Great.
And here she is. Here is Patsy Cline. And so we're starting off with this one, which is Walking After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the act like we've never cared.
Yes, Walking After Midnight, and followed there Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. Nice voice, isn't she?
Yeah. They were kind of short songs, right?
They were in those days. It was very difficult, you know, being a DJ in those days, in the 60s and whatever it was, because it was difficult to go to the bathroom.
Oh. Okay.
The songs were too short. I mean, if we did those today at 7 o'clock, I'd get the wife's coffee, I'd never be able to do it. Not enough time. You had to work for a living in those days. So, yeah, they were short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, one of those was 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was 2 minutes, 48 seconds.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, they were
great. I noticed it in the first one, Okay.
So, anyway, the next one might be a bit longer, I think.
Mm-hmm, maybe. Yes, the next one was Benjamin R. He was born in 1947, bass, vocals, Big Cars, who had the 1978 UK number 3 single, My Best Friend's Girl, their 1984 US number 3 and 1985 UK number 4 Drive, was used as part of the soundtrack for the Live Aid concert.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I know that. I'll tell you what, we got that one, The Cars, and My Best Girlfriend.
Okay.
You meet doesn't know the real surprise.
That's it. My best friend's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's my best friend's girlfriend. It's not my best friend's girl, is what it says in writing.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's it. The Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
I never heard that song before.
No, I don't think we played it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't think we played it at all. For some strange reason.
Yeah.
And, well, look, you enjoy yourself tonight.
Thank you.
All right, you can tell us all about it mañana.
Exactly.
Mañana is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've been a bit distracted this morning.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, because the news about the Queen's a bit distracting.
Oh yes,
it's like my mum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, wish her well. I don't. The whole family says here, 7 members of the royal household are flying to Aberdeen. A flight carrying 7 members of the royal household is expected to land at Aberdeen Airport shortly. The BBC understands the plane is travelling from RAF Northolt in London. It's not known exactly which members of the household are there, but a lot of them are already. Apparently, Prince Charles is by her bedside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. All right, yes, well, look, have a great day.
Thank you.
A great night.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay.
Spending those moments with you.
Go, Everything That Touches You from the Association. Before that, Joe Cocker, together with Jennifer Warnes, and that was Up Where We Belong. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 12 and a half minutes right now, and that's away from the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I tell you what, let me just take a quick look. Some other things perhaps relevant to today's date that happened. We're looking at, I tell you what, the first recorded birth of sextuplets. Took place on this day. This was in Chicago, in Illinois. The parents were James and Jenny Bushnell, and that was back in 1866. 1888 in London, the body of Jack the Ripper's second murder victim, Annie Chapman, was found. And in 1893 in New Zealand, the Electoral Act of 1893 was passed by the Legislative Council. It was consented by the governor on September the 19th, giving all women in New Zealand the right to vote.
Talking in anchor a year, it's so my secrets have to keep. For a while longer in my heart where they've been. So long back. Days turn into weeks, still she's not with me. Still my secrets have to keep. While longer in my heart, really been so long I can't remember. And I know that I'm just gonna be another page in love's history.
same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya? There's something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you? What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
John Sebastian and Welcome Back. And before that, Christopher Cross was talking in his sleep. Yes, talking in my sleep is what that one was called. And guess what? That has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. So, don't know, welcome back. Ta-ta. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, though, all being well, 6 o'clock. And let me just say our thanks for today to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being able to join us. And to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, social media, you name it, she does it. And also, don't forget, a couple of tracks there from This Day in Music, or People Born on This Day in Music. And no doubt we'll have another couple tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. We say TGIF tomorrow, which is all rather nice. Thanks also go to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor and United Kingdom. And the boys and group Brigado keep us up and running. Yes, they do that every morning. Good big thanks to Isaac. He's always there, bright and breezy, 6 o'clock in the morning. And also a big thanks to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on the Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Want to join us? It's easy. If you want to advertise or sponsor with us, then just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Well, tomorrow I'm happy to be with you on Friday. That'll be nice, won't it? And whatever it is you're going to be doing, of course, between now on Friday, we want you to be doing it carefully. So all you out there, our listeners, our advertiser sponsors, look after yourselves, because 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, remember, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Oh, by the way, don't forget, Gigi, she's coming up next. Yep, to chat SOSE. So do stick around. Great program. Right, well, that's it then. Till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So, ta-ta for now. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.